Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Remember back in the day, BJ, when you used to be fun?
What are you talking about?
Well,
what do you mean back in the day when I'm still fun?
Because one of a person out of our foursome, she's flaking. It's fine.
Yeah.
We made a bet on it.
Yeah, well, she's got a job.
Yeah,
something
but
popped up. Okay, I get it.
I mean, a job, schmob.
Yeah.
Anyway, and so there's an opening. So I asked BJ, but anyway, here's the thing. Paul just sent me a memory, one of our Facebook memories.
Yeah.
And it's you and me and Paul and Scooter all golfing.
Oh,
I know.
Really?
Remember when you were fun and you could do things?
Yeah, I used to have. You know what I remember about that day more than anything, though? Jamie likes to play this game with your golf clubs, okay? She'll sneak up while you're off, you know, maybe on the green putting or whatever. She'll loosen the bag on the cart so that when you take off with the cart, your bags, $1,000 clubs, fall on the ground.
Oh.
She did that on the second hole.
You know, and you know what's funny? Is now that I have PXGs that are really expensive, I would never do that to anybody.
Now you realize why people freak out.
My clubs were crap, so it was funny to me, but now that I've spent $3,000 on clubs, I'm like, I would never do that to anybody.
A joke on the golf course is like kicking somebody's ball over into like a higher grass maybe for their next shot.
Yeah,
you don't throw their clubs on asphalt.
Well, my new joke is running over the golf ball and it smushes into the ground.
See, that's a joke. That's okay.
It's harmless.
I learned my lesson, okay? But anyway, you used to be fun and you could do stuff and your wife didn't have you under a thumb and you would go golfing.
I am still fun. I'm not under a thumb.
Really?
No, but I do have to be home in about 45
You're
minutes.
Literally locked to the house.
I know.
Because
she said he can't go anywhere.
I can't leave him alone. You never know. These guys, you know.
He might like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, he might steal a couple of Mickey Mouse watches or something.
Well, if she is like totally, what about Dave at Steel Bros?
What about him?
Is he fun? He golfs.
Absolutely.
He golfs. Maybe we should ask him.
We? You?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. He's a good golfer.
Is he?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm. Anyway, all right. Let's see here. Lots going on. It's Friday. Can you guys tell it's Friday? I just got a little message from the Matlocks, and they talked to Adrian, the mom that's over in Copenhagen, and she's so grateful to Steel Bros. I mean, I guess she's just beside herself.
Yeah.
So again, thanks to Steel Bros for donating that $10,000 to the GoFundMe page. It hasn't shown up yet, but it will.
What a big help.
Yeah, I know. Huge. We're going to get that guy home.
Yeah, he's coming home.
And by the way, it's funny that his name is Guy when I say you're going to get that guy home.
That guy.
Yeah, his name is Guy.
Guy.
What are the chances?
Yeah.
All right. Did you guys see that this woman accidentally swallowed her wedding ring while she was taking vitamins?
Well, I didn't look into the story, but I did see it floating around.
Yeah, so she was on vacation, and she took off her wedding ring. Because, see, like, sometimes your finger, my ring right here, it's not a wedding ring, but it's right here. Because sometimes I take off my jewelry because it gets itchy or something.
Yeah, I do it too.
So she took it off, and then she laid all these pills out. And then I guess when she put it in her hand, she had the wedding ring in there, and she took them all, and she swallowed it. And now they have to wait for her to poop.
Yeah, that's a tough job.
Yeah, I know.
Waiting for the poop.
Oh, my God.
I guess you have to do that on your own.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have help with that.
Oh, no.
Right. No.
No.
But here's what I was thinking. When I saw this story, here's what I thought happened. Now, I have it wrong, obviously. I thought her ring was so loose that she threw the pills into her mouth and the ring slid off her finger.
Maybe. She said, without looking, I threw everything in my mouth and washed it down with water. But it did see she took it off.
Okay.
She did take it off. Yeah.
I thought, man, that's a loose ring.
That is,
especially being on vacation. I know, right? Yeah. So they're just waiting.
Well, that's just a dumb move on her part.
But yeah, to swallow it.
Pretty dumb.
That is kind of crazy.
Not be able to see that in your hand
or
with
feel
some
it
pills.
In your, yeah.
I wonder if you feel, I mean, I guess it depends how big the rock is. Like, when it, like, I mean, do you know? Or if it's tiny, you're like, I knew you shouldn't have got me such a big diamond.
You probably don't notice going in, but coming out, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Like, be some scarring.
Oh, God. What is wrong
I'm
with
just
you?
Just saying.
I already did the joke. You didn't have to take it further. Scarring. What the hell is wrong with you?
I didn't realize we were joking. I was serious.
Okay, I'm getting a little somber for a moment, but Harry Styles paid tribute to former One Direction bandmate Liam Payne following his death at age 31. Now, I am truly devastated by Liam's passing. His greatest joys was making other people happy. He said all these nice things. What I thought was interesting is none of the other One Direction guys made individual statements.
Zayn did.
He made an individual one?
I think so.
Because they made a group one.
There was a group, but Zayn did, yeah.
And then Niall did too.
So did they
Niall.
Did?
Yeah,
because
they all did.
I hadn't seen any of that. Oh, Zayn is your favorite.
Well, Zayn kind of went at him like he was kind of a problem. You know what I mean?
Well, they had beef, I know.
He even mentioned that. Uh-huh. He was very honest with his. He said, look, you know, I didn't agree with him on a lot of stuff.
Wow.
He was kind of a wild child that we needed to rein in a lot.
He said that?
Something to that nature. He brought up, he was very honest about it. I'll just put it that way.
Wow, I don't know if you're honest after somebody dies. I mean, because if that's the case, you and I are screwed.
Yeah. Yeah, now that you say it.
Will you not be honest?
Oh, I will.
No!
Yes, I will.
No, please don't.
Oh, my God, will I ever. That's the only time I'm going to be able to get all this stuff I know out. When you croak. Oh, I'll be out within 5 minutes, all the stuff I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was thinking,
you better hope I go first.
I just think it's the time to be respectful to one another.
No. You let it fly.
Okay.
I'm holding back.
Wow. All right. Anyway,
I want to mention TMZ here real quick, okay? Because they made a big mistake by posting that picture. Then they came out with an apology yesterday. I don't know who runs TMZ. Who runs
Harvey Levin.
Harvey?
Yeah.
Harvey's turned into a dummy, okay? Because he's making some really stupid
moves.
Although,
I think he's out of town because he hasn't been... doing the thing that he usually does.
Is the guy with the dreadlocks now in charge?
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, they're making some bad moves. So, first of all, they put the picture out before anybody ever identifies the body, okay? So the family could have seen this, and it's got the tattoos and the markings. Well,
that was a bad move.
Everybody has been all over TMZ for putting this picture out. So yesterday, they came out with their explanation and apology to a degree, all right? Here's what they said. When information was coming in, police had not yet confirmed that it was Liam. So what we did as TMZ with the website, there was an image. It didn't show the full image of his body, face, anything like that, just his arm and abdomen, which he had identifiable tattoos, hoping that somebody could identify if it were Liam or not.
Wait, that's why they posted it?
Yeah. They're saying they posted it, hoping that somebody could assist them in
identifying. It's not their job.
Exactly.
Well, I guess they figure they're like the cops or something, TMZ of the entertainment world. Yeah. But I'm with you, Jamie. What a stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, all they had to do was come back and say, we apologize. We're sorry. We should have never put that picture out until the family was notified, until everything was verified. Yep. We should have held off. But no. They came back and basically doubled down on it.
And a lot of people are giving them grief for defending it.
Well, yeah, it's a weird way to justify it.
Yeah, because it's not their job.
It's like, really?
If you messed up, you messed up, and just to own it that you messed up.
They're trying to make themselves the police, the authorities. You just report on the Kardashians.
I know. Yeah.
I mean, that's what you
it's
do.
It's not your job to identify
You're
a dead man.
The Press Hilton of Hollywood.
Yeah. All right, you seem very agitated about it.
Well,
what's wrong? Is it because you can't go golfing?
I just...
Because you have to sit at home?
I don't know why I'm so mad at TMZ. I really don't care one way or the other.
On a Friday?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm up to.
We're all going to hit golf clubs and have a great day.
All your best friends are hanging out?
Yeah, and you're just going to hear this.
Get this.
The contractor.
So I just got another text.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Don't forget to stop and grab a sandwich for the contractor.
You got to bring him lunch now?
You bring him lunch?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Once I brought, like, all the guys that were working on my lawn dilly bars, but lunch?
He likes Jimmy John's.
Man, you live at that place.
Thanks, Bridget, for the food. Weren't you supposed to be golfing?
Remember when I had to do that with the people that put the lawn down?
Yeah.
Remember, I had to take, there were like six of them.
Yeah, he took them lunch.
My wife had me to stop and get them lunch. And then, you know, there's nothing that gets me more than me sitting there, giving them lunch, watching them take a lunch break, and knowing I'm paying for it. By the hour.
Right? Yeah. By the hour.
It's like, all right, guys, if you don't mind, knock off that KFC a little quick here.
Right?
I need you to get back. Come on, back to work. Back
and
to
then,
work.
Then the one guy asked you if you had any wipes because his hands were greasy.
Yeah. Got him a bucket of chicken.
Man, you're like a full service
carer. Right. I'd be a contractor at your house. This is awesome.
You need help hanging stuff?
Yeah. And you had to like bring in the lumber for the guy?
Yeah.
Because his back hurt?
His back hurts. Hey, man, can you help me with the lumber? I got a bad back. Sure, buddy.
Yeah.
Whatever you need. Anything to get the project going.
And I didn't know in the back world, like the back my back hurts world, that you said that whoever claims it first, then the other one can't do it.
I have a bad back. And once he said that, I can't come back with, well, me too. I got a bad back. What are we going to do? He claimed the bad back first. And I should have jumped on that as soon as I saw it.
This guy has all the moves,
I should have shook his hand. He shook his hand.
Yeah.
But, watch out. I got a bad back. As you're shaking hands.
Yeah.
That's a tip for anyone hiring somebody. That's the first thing you do.
All right, I'm done, everybody. There you go. Tell the trash.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Earlier this morning, about an hour ago, so we made the announcement. Another act has been added to Alice in Winterland.
That's
making
right.
Making it huge.
It is huge. I'm so excited about the show.
Here's the bad news.
Uh-oh.
Only a few tickets.
Oh, okay.
Only a few tickets remain. You can
They're
going
to sell out today.
It'll sell. Without a doubt.
Yeah, I think so, too. It might be already sold out now that we made the announcement. I don't know.
Yeah.
We haven't checked this morning, but you can go to alice1059.com and take a look, see if you can get your tickets. But we now have the Fray, big act.
Very big.
The Fray, Benson Boone, who's huge.
I mean, this guy has two humongous hits right now.
And that Dasha, right?
Yeah, nobody said.
Is it Dasha?
Yep, Dasha.
Not Dasha?
No, Dasha. You said it right. Good job.
And it's not a Bone either. It's Boone.
Benson Bone?
Yeah. You said Bone?
Did I say Bone?
No, he did.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. No.
And the Fry. You got the Fry, Benson Bone.
Right.
And Dasha. Big show. Tickets on sale.
Our boss hates us.
Alice1059.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice1059, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Shmadel, thank you for setting up that interview for Monday. Thank you. Shmadel.
Shmadel,
are you there?
Hello?
Shmadel.
What's he doing?
I don't know what he's doing.
What?
He's not even paying attention. Hello?
No, he's on his phone. Hey, Shmadel. Hello? You there?
Oh, he has no idea.
He didn't have headphones on.
Wow.
Hello?
What are you doing?
I was putting up some podcast stuff, and then I got text by someone, and I started staring at the text.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, was it?
It was Liz?
It's someone else.
Oh.
Yeah. No, Liz.
Never mind. Coming up Monday here on the program, we are going to talk to Mom.
Yeah, Adrian.
From Copenhagen.
Yeah, she's in Copenhagen with Guy. And that's who we've been trying to raise enough money for to get him home. And so she's going to talk to us and give us an update on how he's doing and all that.
I'm looking forward to that.
I am too.
Because she's there.
Right.
First-hand knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's going on with Guy, the guy that is in Copenhagen, sick in the hospital, got to get him back to Colorado. They went on a cruise. You know the whole story.
You can read all about it. It's pinned to the top of our Facebook page, and it just tells you everything that went on, how it happened and all that.
Monday at
8.
8.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to that. I want to talk to her.
I know. All right. And then I think it'll be fun for her not to have, if you've ever sat in a hospital, it just gets so mundane.
Oh.
You know, so it's, yeah. I kind of also feel like maybe it's something that she's looking forward to too.
I don't know the family, but talking to Payne just seems like good people, man.
Yeah. Oh my God. Everybody loves them.
Good Colorado people.
I agree with that.
All right. A shout out.
Oh, I got to do a shout out because, okay, first of all, you know John from Highlands Ranch Imports.
I do.
First of all, John is like literally the happiest mechanic I've ever met in my life. Is he not?
He is.
He's so funny. Well, he's got your outfit ready.
He doesn't smoke weed, does he?
I don't think he does.
Because he's really happy.
No, he's so happy that I think that it's genuine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He just loves life.
He really does. Like, he just is like a happy guy.
Okay, just ask him. I don't know. He's happy.
But I'm picking up your... because you said that you wanted a wrench on a car or whatever.
Yeah.
So he ordered you a jumpsuit with BJ in like that red with the white, you know, like patch.
The classic like auto mechanic.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So he ordered
it. He actually ordered one?
He ordered it. And I'm going to bring it.
Not a joke.
No. I'm going to bring it in for you.
Cool. No, I want one. I really do.
What are you going to do with it?
Wear it.
He's going to walk into like an auto mechanic place and just act like he works there.
No.
I could have worn it last weekend down at the races. Yeah. I would have looked like I was like a chief mechanic on one of the cars.
Right? I know.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, I just, because I love, John is my favorite mechanic on the planet, and it's Highlands Ranch Imports, and I'm not doing that as a plug or anything. I mean, I'm just doing it because I love him, but I have had my car ready for a week, and I haven't picked it up yet.
He knows that, though.
I mean, like, they take bets.
It's what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but things are tight over there, too.
Because where it's located.
Yeah. You might want to go get it.
I am going to get it today.
I mean, he's so nice of a guy.
I know.
He's not going to say, Jamie, you either come and get it or I sell it.
Right. Okay? I know.
I'm going to go there.
Yeah.
But he would like it out of the lot.
I'm going to get it today. And your jumpsuit. That's so exciting.
I can't wait for the jumpsuit, man.
Woo!
Yeah. Wear that around the house.
Woo! Sexy time.
In the bedroom. Let me work on it.
BJ and Jamie.
I am a little jealous you're playing golf today. Because it's turning out to be a pretty good day
out there,
right?
It's going to be a doozy.
Yeah, the weather for the weekend, they're saying a 70% chance of rain.
What?
I think it's later.
What? Remember you weren't going to do weather anymore?
They're saying 70% chance of rain, but I think it's going to be...
And I feel like you gave your opinion.
Yeah. I did. I said, I think it's going to be later.
You can't help yourself.
All right, starting Monday, I'm never doing weather again.
Okay, all
ever.
Right, ever.
You'll never bust me doing it again.
Because I told BJ, he's that commercial, like, don't become your parents.
Yeah.
There's a cumulus cloud over there.
I slipped up again. I did. It's going to be hard to break the habit.
I know it is.
Yeah.
I know. You like weather, so it's going to be, but something about like that drives me nuts. And then when you tell me about recipes that I would never make in my life, that drives me nuts. You know, Jamie, how you make those baby back ribs? I don't even have an oven. I'm never making these. You need to use some honey, and you need to use a purr.
You have a grill. You could do it.
I don't have a grill.
Don't get him.
You don't have a grill.
I don't have a grill.
You got a grill.
I don't have a grill at my house. I have a grill at the cabin.
Oh, you don't have a grill at the house.
No, I give it away.
Oh, you
gave
Remember,
I gave it to Sean.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
All right, I'll try to come up with recipes that don't need an oven or a grill.
No, they just need a pan.
Right?
I need pan recipes only or microwave.
Microwave, yeah.
Have fun today.
I will.
Have fun today. Let's see here. What else?
The GoFundMe, don't forget.
Yes, the GoFundMe page, which is the top of the BJ and Jamie fan page on Facebook.
By the way, I see my name on it because I know what I gave.
Yep.
I didn't see your name on it.
Right here. Anonymous. That's me.
Really? Really? Anonymous?
Right
there. Yeah. $1,000 anonymous? Yeah, that's not you.
A guy like me doesn't like to brag, okay?
That's not you at all.
We got to go. Everybody have a great day today. We'll see ya. We'll see ya Monday. Bye.
Love you, people.
B. BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.